It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to it. The Plan B After Show podcast kicking off right now, you dumb sons of bitches.
There you go. Way to start it.
Good Lord. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast.
But
yeah, it's a perfect segue. It's brought to you by Gilson Cycle. That's right, Gilson Cycle, bringing it to you. The After Show podcast on here. Go see them, man. They are awesome. They're located right here in Benton Harbor, 1492 Pipestone Road. You can find them on Facebook. Great guys, man. We've had the pleasure of hanging out with them a couple times. They did buy us a bunch of shots, so minus the hangover I felt the next day, I had a great time with them. I had an awesome time with them.
I honestly don't even want to think about that.
I know, that'll make it. You can also reach him, 269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle. Man, go see him. Anyway, your topic for today. I really don't have one. There's a bunch of random stuff that's going on, obviously. I don't know enough about that stimulus, that $2.2 trillion stimulus package to talk about it, and I don't want to just blindly talk about it, but I mean that's some pretty big breaking news. They approved that.
So they approved it. It's going through. We're getting money.
Let's see. 2.2 trillion.
Maybe we should
bailout.
Just start by saying any of this we say in the next couple minutes may not be true. So just
let's see.
Take it for what it is.
I want to see vetting stimulus and it adopts to a bailout. So that was 9 hours ago. 7 hours ago.
Did you understand how much $2.2 trillion is? A billion is insane to think about. And then you get into trillions. 2.2 trillion. Is that even real? We don't have that money floating around. It just shows you how made up money is.
Dude. Yeah, it is. And I wonder if, like, after all this, we're going to realize that we've just been kind of slaves to the dollar. I don't know, though. It's such a status thing. And unfortunately, it's the same thing with, like, people hoarding toilet paper. It's like we latch on to stuff and we just, it's so frustrating.
With the money thing, though, aren't the banks supposed to have an equal amount of gold to the amount of money that is being circulated through the world, I should say? I think we surpassed that a long time ago.
Didn't we fucking bail out the banks not even a decade ago? Like, for God's sakes.
That's what I'm saying. Is it just made up now? Is it like we're just printing money? Like, whatever. Let's just print more.
Hey, let me read this quick. Okay, so this was, again, from 12 hours ago. Or I'm sorry, 5 hours ago on bulletinmail.com. The Senate passed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue bailout late Wednesday for companies, workers, and healthcare systems affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The vote unanimously followed despite concerns from both sides about whether it was going too far or not enough. And it skipped days of difficult negotiations, and Washington faced a national challenge unlike anything it's ever faced. The 880-page measure is the largest economic aid account in American history. Let's see. The package is intended to be a relief for an economy heading into recession or worse, and a nation facing a terrible toll from an infection that has killed nearly 20,000 people worldwide. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, when asked how long the assistance will keep the economy moving, he said, quote, "We have anticipated 3 months." So 2.2 trillion will be gone in 3 months.
Wow.
And I hope this does not take 3 months.
So this stimulus check, I kind of have an opinion on it.
All right. Now, wait, hold on. Let me get some more facts out, and then I'll get your opinion. Underlying the sheer size of the effort, the bill funds the response at a price equal to half of the size of the entire $4 trillion federal budget.
Wow.
Let's see. I want to see if there's some more. It talks about how it's going to be split up. The package would give direct payments to most Americans, expand unemployment benefits, and provide $367 billion towards small businesses to continue paying while workers are forced to stay home.
Mm-hmm. So the stimulus check, is it literally just that they're going to send you a check?
I think so.
Because here's what I think they should do, and people might get pissed off about this, but you know, it's the right thing to do, I think. I think it should be like a bridge card. They should send you like a visa that has money on it that you can only use for food, medical supplies, stuff that is going to help you out in a time of crisis where you can't spend it on PlayStations, you can't spend it on.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea, Hunter. That actually is really good because, unfortunately, there are people. And
she's gonna blow it.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest, I'm very fortunate, and I just knock on wood, I have been fortunate enough to keep working. You and I both, and you obviously are a little strained right now because your DJ gigs have been rescheduled and everything, and it may be a while till you have those big influxes, which is your main source of income. But like right now, I'm able to pay my bills. I'm able to get supplies. I've had money. I have money in reserve that I could use and at least be all right. And you know, my credit's good, so I know I'm fortunate. I am, but there. So I could get this $1,200 and be like, well, shit, I don't need this $1,200 for bills. Why don't I go buy it? So a payment would provide. This is what it says. A payment would provide. And I'll jump back on your point there. A payment would provide Americans with one-time direct payments of $1,200 per adult earning up to $75,000 a year, and $2,400 for a married couple earning up to $150,000 with $500 payments per child. That's a big chunk of money, dude, when you think about it. But I think you brought up something interesting. He's like, yeah, what if it was almost like an EBT? Like, it's like, look, everyone gets this. They're only good at essential places like grocery stores, gas stations, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, and I don't know. And if they have certain codes, I don't know how they would do that, though. It's like, it's codes, because if you're like, oh, no, I'm using it on Amazon to buy groceries, or Walmart. Like, if it just rings up as Walmart, you can get a bicycle at Walmart along with.
I've never had it, but I was thinking, you know, how the bridge card works, where you just literally, it's not going to pay for booze. It's not going to pay for a bicycle. It's not, you know, like you can, like the card will not accept any item that's beyond, you know, food, medical supplies, anything that you basically just have to get approved to buy. I really think it should be like this, man, because I just know that there's people that are just going to cash it, go buy a bag of weed, blow it. You know, it's just, come on. It's not what it's for. Here's what I think, too. And if you're in a good spot, maybe if you are still working, or if you're not really struggling as much as your next door neighbor is, maybe donate a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Maybe go get your neighbor some food or something. You know?
Well, here's what I'm trying to figure out, too, is do we need to pay it back? And I think we do. Mm-hmm. That would make more sense. I mean, we can't just, and maybe not. Let's see. Would we?
Get the money and run.
Would we need? Oh shit! Sorry, need to pay back a stimulus check.
Wait, what do you mean we gotta pay it back? What? Yeah, it's not your money. You were just given a few extra bucks in a time of crisis. That's crazy, man.
Direct stimulus. When will I get my check? Stimulus deal includes individual checks. There's so much out there. Dude, 880 pages. Holy shit.
Wow.
Let's see. Likely, it'll take weeks before the money goes out. Let's see.
So your $1,200 check, what's the first thing you're going to buy with that?
I'm honestly not going to spend it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it into my savings account and hope that, now, if for some reason they're like, oh yeah, here you go, you don't have to pay this back, well then I got extra money in the kitty, that's great. But no, if I get it, I'm not spending it. I'm going to put it in there because what I don't want to do is then next year, 2021 taxes, I have to, oh yeah, by the way, you got to pay back that $1,200 we gave you, which makes sense to me because we can't just make up money. You know, you can't just, the problem is like, why don't we just print more money? Well, then that devalues the dollar. Then you end up having Zimbabwe $1 million notes that are literally worth fucking nothing. So you can't do that. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of the thing I would spend the money on that would piss my wife off the most, which would be fireworks. I'm gonna go buy $1,200 of fireworks.
Yes, which would be dope, dude. That'd be awesome. You know, believe me, I could buy a lot of fishing gear with $1,200, man.
Yeah.
And name brand stuff, not the knockoff shit I have been buying. Let's see here. However, payments would start to phase out for individuals addressed over 75. And people making more than 99, individuals making 99,000 or up would not qualify at all.
I got it. I know what I'd spend it on.
Let's see. Qualifying.
And I'm going to make it back. I'm going to spend it on a car, and we're going to race. We're going to race at Hartford Speedway, and we're going to win $30 at a time.
Just right there.
Till we get that $1,200 back.
Oh, man. Let's see. See, in 2001, it took 6 weeks for IRS to start sending out rebate checks. Come on. I just want to know. If anybody listens to this, email me, brock@wirx.com. Will we have to pay this back? I think talking to Kiki, she said something about, yeah, we'd have to pay it back. Which, so if people are going to spend it, then come tax season next year, it's like, oh, shit, I got to pay all that money back or part of it back. You know, one thing that a lot of people are pissed off about is the, and I'm going to try and find it right here. The bill also includes the controversial $500 billion program for guaranteed subsidized loans for major industries, including airlines. Wow. Hospitals would also have significant assistance. You know why I'm pissed about airlines and them getting this big chunk of money and them getting all of this, obviously we need our airlines. I get it. Flying is great. But these motherfuckers have been upcharging everything. They've been making the seats smaller. They've been cramming more people in. They've been charging more for tickets. They've been charging more for carry-ons. They've been charging more for this and that. And now it's like, where the fuck did all that money go? You know what right. I mean? It's like you motherfuckers have been raking us over the coals forever, you know? And now it's like, oh, can we have some money, please? Can you help buy us out? And it's like, what have you guys been doing? You know what I mean?
It's crazy to think about, man. Thinking about... You know, if you are that person that has to distribute these checks, you know, like who gets it first? Who's the most important? You know, airlines, are airlines up there? I mean, nobody's flying right now. Nobody's going to want to go anywhere for a while.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, it's expensive and all of a sudden, you know, it's a complete shutdown. But, you know, just like everybody's dealing with it, man. Everybody is. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. The 2020 vetting stimulus.
You know, I really would love that for that it to be, you know, you can only spend it on certain things.
Yeah. No, I think that would be great because you know what? And then if you don't use it all, whatever, you can use it all. Think about that. That would be great for people because a lot of people are like, okay, I may have enough to cover my bills, but I don't have enough for groceries. Or if you could use it for bills as well, you know, that's not, you know, bad either. I think the big issue is the bills.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, you know, the service workers or the industry workers that literally have zero jobs right now and they got to pay. Well, it's coming up, man. The end of the month's coming up. That's basically when everybody pays, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are mortgages or banks just going to be like, all right, you know, we get it at this time, but you're going to have to repay it later?
And
like
see,
if,
that's
like if you literally can't pay it, like what's going to happen?
There are a lot of places, whether it's landlords or banks and everything. I've read a lot about, you know, banks waiving fees, doing a assistance right now where you can skip payments and everything and give yourself a break. But yeah, eventually, though, you're going to have to pay that back. But, you know, if you think about it, let's say, all right, I got to skip these payments for 3 months or 2 months. Well, yeah. Add that on to the end of the, like my truck loan is due by, is going to be up by 2021, you know? And it's like, okay, so I got to extend it a little bit, the three months after. Okay, that's fine. You know, it's better than, you know, being broke now. So.
Right. Yeah. Just be cool with your money, you know, how much you got and distribute it right. And, you know, I heard of people pulling cash out of the bank because they're scared the banks are going to close.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy to think about.
That is. That is.
If the banks close and the dollar bill goes.
And see, we won't ever close banks now. We've done too much. We've learned too much from, I think, past issues. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them are secured. You know, they're protected by the government because we don't want to see what happened, you know, during the Great Depression and everything like that. But, you know, our stock market right now is an absolute fucking mess. I'm a stockholder. I have stocks and things. And it's like, Jesus Christ, I don't even want to see what it is right now. You know, it's just because it's tanked. Literally all that stuff we've gained is gone. We've had huge losses in the stock market. Think about gas. Gas right now, dude, they say it could get even lower. They say it could get down to like a dollar, just over a dollar a gallon.
That's insane.
Nuts, man.
Would it be a good time? How long does gas last?
It's so funny you brought that. I was thinking of like, let's see, I can maybe go get a bunch of like 55 gallon drums,
you know,
and just
seriously though,
just start filling them up.
It'd be probably smart to have one.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
Yeah, just get a little extra gas. No, because I'd end up stockpiling it, and I'd end up blowing it up somehow.
You flick a cig that direction.
Those fireworks you'd buy with your $1,200 end up blowing up my gas reserve, you bastard.
Sparkler landed on my drum. what was I going to say? I had something to say. I forgot.
I don't know. I'm sure it was great.
That was fantastic. Must have been. Yeah, man. I don't know. Gas is cheap. Everything is weird. People are nice. Oddly nice. Second day on the porch yesterday. Same thing. People walking by. How's it going?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what about before this when you would just walk by with your head down?
You dicks. People aren't, also too, I was a little bothered because people weren't giving me as much social distancing yesterday as I would have liked. And yeah, I do have to run some errands today. I'm going to go to the grocery store and I don't want to, you know?
It's weird. When I was at the store the other day getting supply, you obviously 6 feet away from the person in front of you. And so the line was really long, but just, you know, spread out, I should say. And the cashier would like, okay, I'd like bring up my supply, put it on the counter, step back 6 feet. Mm-hmm. She would step forward, grab the supply, ring it up, put it on the counter, and, you know, kind of push it away and then step back. And then I could go grab it and pay for it or, you know, whatever.
I'm doing self-checkout.
It's just so weird.
Yep. I'm doing self-checkout and I don't give a shit if I have a cart full of stuff. I'm just doing self-checkout and doing it that way. And I'm going to try and go as soon as possible because I figure it'd be less people earlier in the morning. But yeah, dude, it's weird, man. It's weird. And you know, who knows? We might be all getting checks. And I recommend, though, if you don't have to spend it, don't spend it. That's my little words of wisdom. And then if they say, oh, by the way, you don't need to pay it back. It's for us, you know, and maybe it'll help stimulate the economy at the end. I'd rather have $1,200 free and clear than spend it and then owe the government even more. They already get enough of my goddamn money. So,
you know what? Hey, you saw the setup yesterday, dude. Maybe get an electric bike and put all the fishing gear on.
I will never, ever, ever get an electric bike. A go-kart, maybe.
Come on.
Maybe. I'll get a go-kart, but that's it.
You can't ride a go-kart on the street.
Bullshit, I can't. I'll put some turn signals on that thing, get it registered. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Look like Donkey Kong going.
I mean, I can ride it on the sidewalk, can't I? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You can ride your electric bike
on
the sidewalk.
It's kind of the same. You know, it my buddy Ryan was like, why didn't you get a moped? It makes no sense. I'm like, you can't, first off, you got to register a moped. You can get a DUI on the moped. You can't ride the moped on the sidewalks, so you're always on the street. You know, there's just a lot of pros and cons to it. Think about it, bro.
I know you wanted
that electric longboard.
I still think, though, Hunter, you can get a ticket if you're riding a bike drunk.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
So you're fucked either way.
You can, for sure. You can. But. You got to catch me, bro.
You got to catch me first. I'm pretty sure a Crown Vic could run down your bike. I'm just saying. You're going to get chased down by a mount me on a horse. You're going to get caught. anyway. All right. I think that'll wrap it up. Like I said, I don't want to speculate too much because I don't know enough, but it's crazy. And we'll keep you guys posted when we learn more about.
It's my money, and I want it now.
You have a structured settlement and you need cash now.
Need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now. Ooh. I like the guy in the full on like old style opera uniform with the horns and everything. So stupid.
J.G. Wentworth.
Anyway, talk about a catchy tune. That's going to do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Of course, a huge thank you to Gilson Cycle for sponsoring the Plan B After Show podcast. We appreciate it. Go see them. They are on 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They want to work on your two-wheel hog. Blah, 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 blah. Give them a call, 269-876-0882, and they'll get you taken care of with Gilson Cycle, and we'll take a listen to a word from them right now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.